Hi, this is David. You're probably familiar with celebrities like Kim Kardashian and Selena Gomez, who have become successful entrepreneurs with best-selling product lines. But it's not simply their celebrity that has made their product successful. An overlooked secret is actually the business behind their business, and that business is Shopify. Shopify has made selling online simple for millions of businesses worldwide. And at the same time, they make buying online easy for shoppers. Shopify has the number one checkout system on the planet, with conversions up to 50%. So, if you have a product to sell, now is the time to upgrade your business and get the same checkout that Kim Kardashian uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/inspirational, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/inspirational to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/inspirational. Thank you. Welcome to Our Sunday Talks, an exclusive series for the patrons of the Inspirational Living Podcast. Today's talk was edited and adapted from Out from the Heart by James Allen, published in 1904. As the heart, so is the life. The within is ceaselessly becoming the without. Nothing remains unrevealed. That which is hidden is but for a time. It ripens and comes forth at last. Seed, tree, blossom, and fruit are the fourfold order of the universe. From the state of your heart proceeds the conditions of your life. Your thoughts blossom into deeds, and your deeds bear the fruitage of your character and destiny. Life is ever unfolding from within and revealing itself to the light. And thoughts engendered in the heart at last reveal themselves in words, actions, and things accomplished. As the fountain from the hidden spring, so flows forth your life from the secret recesses of your heart. All that you are and do is generated there. All that you will be and do will take its rise there. Sorrow and happiness, suffering and enjoyment, fear and hope, hatred and love, ignorance and enlightenment are nowhere but in the heart. They are solely mental conditions. You are the keeper of your heart, the watcher of your mind, the solitary guard of your citadel of life. As such, you can be diligent or negligent. You can keep your heart more and more carefully. You can more strenuously watch and purify your mind. You can guard against the thinking of unrighteous thoughts. This is the way of enlightenment and bliss. On the other hand, you can live loosely and carelessly, neglecting the supreme task of rightfully ordering your life. This is the way of self-delusion and suffering. Let a person realize that life in its totality proceeds from the mind, and lo, the way of blessedness is opened up to you. For you will then discover that you possess the power to rule your mind and to fashion it in accordance with your ideals. So will you elect to strongly and steadfastly walk those pathways of thought and action which are altogether excellent? If you do, life will become beautiful and sacred, and sooner or later you will put flight to all evil, confusion, and suffering, for it is impossible for you to fall short of liberation, enlightenment, and peace, when you guard with unwearying diligence the gateway of your heart.